It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner, brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market?
Well, some of us, not us, but some people, have today off.
Yes.
Right? Because it's the Lunar New Year.
In New York State,
yeah.
Today is an official holiday for schools.
Is this the first year that they've done this?
Yeah, okay. They signed the legislation last year.
Yeah. So I thought we'd talk about the Lunar New Year
today. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it.
So the beginning of the Lunar New Year changes every year.
Okay.
The lunar calendar is based on the cycles of the moon.
Hmm.
So the date of the Chinese New Year and its festival changes every year. Technically, it falls during the second new moon after the winter solstice.
Okay. You'll just have to tell me when that is.
It falls on January 29th this year. The first day of the Lunar New Year can be anywhere from January 21st to February 19th.
That's very complicated.
One-fifth of the world celebrates the Lunar New Year.
Oh.
It is observed by numerous cultures, including Vietnam, Thailand, Taiwan, Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, China, the Philippines, and Korea. Certainly the most recognized celebration of the Lunar New Year comes from China.
Sure.
Though it's hard to pinpoint its origin, the celebration of the New Year in China started somewhere around the 14th century BCE.
Wow.
Now, each year is represented by one of the 12 animals in the Chinese zodiac. According to legend, the Jade Emperor held a contest to decide which animals would be lucky enough to be included in the calendar.
Okay.
The orders of the winners were rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and finally pig.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pigs don't sweat. We just learned that minutes ago.
We did just learn that, yeah. And 2025 is the year of the snake.
Ah.
That's the year we're in.
That's it. Snake.
Commonly known as the Spring Festival in China, the Lunar New Year is a 15-day celebration marked by many traditions. On the days immediately before the New Year celebration, Chinese families give their homes a thorough cleaning.
Oh.
It's believed that the cleaning sweeps away the bad luck of the preceding year and prepares their homes for good luck.
I like that.
Brooms and dustpans are put away on the first day so that the newly arrived good luck cannot be swept away.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Traditionally, money is given as a gift on the Lunar New Year. This tradition is shared by various Asian cultures to wish luck and prosperity in the year ahead. In China, the custom is to give only brand new money in a red envelope and never in the multiple of fours, which is considered bad luck.
Really?
Yeah.
So now the good crisp bills that kind of stick together when you...
Yeah, those. Brand new.
Yep. Good, yeah.
They're usually passed out by married couples or the elderly to unmarried people and children.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And the red color of the envelope symbolizes good luck and wards off evil spirits.
All right.
Red is the predominant color used in their New Year celebrations. Red is the emblem of joy, and the color also symbolizes virtue, truth, and sincerity. The color red is commonly worn throughout Chinese New Year. The wearing of the new clothes is another custom during the festival. New clothes symbolize a new beginning of the year.
I see.
Yeah.
All right.
The 15th day of the New Year is celebrated as the Lantern Festival. Elaborate paper lanterns that come in many different shapes and sizes are released, and some see this practice as symbolically letting go of the old self to become a new person.
So that's 15 days from now.
Yeah, that's the last day of the New Year's festival, yep.
Okay.
The final day of Chinese New Year is also considered a day that's good for love.
Oh.
Single women write their numbers on mandarin oranges and then throw them into a river or a lake. Men who are wading downstream will collect the fruits and eat them, and the taste serves as an indication of their potential love life. The sweeter taste represents a good fortune, while a sour taste represents a less favorable outcome.
And they keep the peel with the number on.
Right.
And then they're like, I'll give her a buzz.
Yeah, right.
I'll shoot her a text.
That's right. Many cities in North America sponsor official parades for the Chinese New Year. The San Francisco Chinese New Year Festival and Parade, which was first held in 1851, is the oldest and one of the largest events of its kind outside of Asia, and it's one of the largest Asian cultural events here in North America.
Hmm.
Highlights of the parade include floats, lion dancers, marching bands, stilt walkers, Chinese acrobats, and at least 600,000 firecrackers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Golden Dragon is one of the highlights of the parade, considered the grand finale. It's made in China, and it's 268 feet long and takes a team of 100 men and women to carry it.
Holy cow.
In the parade.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of doing. All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Lunar New Year, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So since the Lunar New Year is based on the cycles of the moon,
yes.
I thought that we would play Moon Shadow by Cat Stevens.
We'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Little Cat Stevens, Moon Shadow, Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that on Legends 102.7?
Well, because we were talking about the Lunar New Year.
That we were.
Which, of course, is based on the cycles of the moon.
That it is. Yeah. So let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The date of the Lunar New Year changes every year.
1/5 of the world population celebrates the Lunar New Year.
And 2025 is the year of the snake.
There it is.
Yes.
So the year of the snake, so it's interesting because I think in our culture, snake means something.
Yeah.
Like if somebody calls you a snake.
Not good.
It's not good. Mm-hmm. People call you a rat. That's also not good.
Right. True.
Do those connotations associated with the animal, do they carry over to the Asian culture?
No, perhaps? I don't think so. I think it's different. Yeah.
It's different than that. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it's good to know. Folks want to learn more about Lunar New Year, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Yes, and we stream this every day on Facebook, so you can follow along with your eyes. And then we archive stuff up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll see the entire archive up there. It's made possible by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. More Wiki tomorrow.
Absolutely.
At 4:10 on a Throwback Thursday. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Pink Floyd on the way. The Police are on the way. The group. Don't get worried. All that and more on Legends 102.7.